I'm sure that's what we called it. And we put it up with tacks. And then my mother put wallpaper on this. And every time she papered that, you know, the corners would get rounded a little bit more. And I'm telling you, there wasn't a, you couldn't see a sharp corner in that room anyplace. Just from all the, you didn't take the old wallpaper down, you just papered over it.
Yeah. It had several layers though.
Oh my.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now how did you keep the, how did you keep it warm in the wintertime?
Well, we spent quite a few cold nights all that year.
How did you keep warm? Just a lot of covers?
Or? Yes, this is right. I mean, once you get into bed, you know, if you got plenty of blankets, you're just as snug as can be. And when I was quite young, we had a wood-burning stove, and that's all we had. And then later on, my dad got a stove that burned coal, and we have a real supply of coal up here with Gillette, you know, which is quite a ways, you know, when it was in those days at least. And we burned coal then, and we burned coal as long as we lived in that house after that.
But there was never a, never a furnace or a...
No.
Does this house have a fireplace?
The one we're talking about where I...
Right now.
Yeah, we have one here.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. I need to get some of those terms. Now, the thing that the smoke goes up is called the...
Called a chimney.
Okay, and the flat space in front of it...
Is the hearth.
All right. And the thing that you put the logs on inside...
The grate.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the term, called them irons or dogs? Would you call them either of those?
Well, we have what we call andirons.
Andirons?
But, they're the irons in front that would prevent a log from falling off of the grate and coming out.
Oh, I see. Okay. Was there any special term you would use for a very big log, perhaps near the rear of it?
I don't believe.
How would you start a fire in your fireplace?
Well, we just used paper and kindling.
Uh-huh. I see. And once it got going, what would you put in later, once the kindling was going?
Well, we just put in chunks of wood, sections of log, I suppose.
I see. Okay. But what about the what's left after the fire? What's that residue in the chimney? What would that be called?
The soot.
Uh-huh. And the white stuff down at the bottom?
The ashes.
What does the term backlog mean to you? Maybe it has no meaning. Does that have any... Maybe you could repeat that and tell me if it has any meaning to you.
Backlog? Uh-huh. To me, I don't believe it would have any meaning in relation to a fireplace, at least.
Okay. What about storage places? We're getting back to the ranch house you lived in, or the shack, or... Were there places that you could store things?
Well, we had closets in there. Mm-hmm. And we had what we called the pantry. Did you ever have a pantry?
No, how is that different than a closet?
Well, of course, a closet was for dry goods, you know, and clothes, and the pantry was for food stuff.
And I guess that was off the...
Well, in this particular case, it was off the living room, but it just happened that way.
Oh, I see. But generally, it would be off, I guess, the...
Off of the kitchen, I suppose, yeah. Uh-huh. My wife and I, we call this the pantry sometimes.
Oh,
we store food in here.
Well, yeah.
Got the washer and dryer in there.
Well, I bet you wish you had it off the living room, though. It's handier. So, was there any place for...